Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Josefina's Story Collection by Valerie Tribb, narrated by Barbara Fox. This collection begins with a story called Meet Josefina. Here, Josefina and her sisters are struggling after Mama's death when a surprise gives Josefina hope and a wonderful idea.
Chapter 1 Primroses. Josefina Montoya hummed to herself as she stood in the sunshine waiting for her sisters. It was a bright, breezy morning in late summer, and the girls were going to the stream to wash clothes. Josefina's basket was full of laundry to be washed, but she didn't mind. She enjoyed going to the stream on a day like this. The sky was a deep, strong blue. Josefina wished she could touch it. She was sure it would feel smooth and cool. Josefina liked to stand just in front of her house, where the life of her papa's rancho was going on all around her. From here, she could smell the sharp scent of smoke from the kitchen fire. She could see cows and sheep grazing in the pastures. Yellow grass rolled all the way to the dark green trees on the foothills of the mountains, and the mountains zigzagged up to the sky. She could hear all the sounds of the rancho. Chickens clucking, donkeys braying, dogs barking, birds chirping, workers hammering, and someone laughing. The sound seemed like music to Josefina. The wind joined in the music when it rustled the leaves on the cottonwood trees. And always, under it all, was the murmur of the stream. Josefina shaded her eyes. Even from this far away, she could see Papa. He sat very straight and tall on his horse. He was talking to the workers in the cornfield near the stream. The rancho had belonged to Papa's family for more than 100 years. All those years, Papa's family had cared for the animals and the land. It was not an easy life. Everyone had to work hard. Some years there was plenty of rain so that the crops grew and the animals were healthy. Some years there was not enough rain. Then the soil was dry and the animals went thirsty. But through good times and bad, the rancho went on. It provided everything Josefina and her family needed to live. It gave them food, clothing, and shelter. Josefina loved the rancho. It was her home. She believed that it was the most beautiful place in all of New Mexico and all of the world. Josefina was dancing a little dance of impatience to go with a song she was humming when her oldest sister Anna came outside to join her. "Josefina," Anna said, "you remind me of a little bird, singing and hopping from one foot to the other like that." "If I were a bird," said Josefina with a grin, "I could have flown to the stream and back 20 times by now. I've been waiting and waiting for you. Where are Francisca and Clara?" Anna sighed. "They're coming," she said. "They couldn't agree on whose turn it was to carry the washing tub." Josefina and Anna looked at each other and shook their heads. They got along beautifully. But Francisca and Clara, the middle sisters, often disagreed. It was always over some silly little thing. They reminded Josefina of goats she had seen ramming into each other head to head for no particular reason. When the girls appeared at last, it was easy to see who had won the argument. Francisca, looking pleased with herself, carried only a basket of laundry balanced on her head. Clara, looking cross, carried the large copper washing tub. Josefina put her basket into the copper tub. "I'll take one handle of the tub, Clara," she said. "We'll carry it between us." Clara said gracias, but she sounded more grumpy than grateful. Josefina knew a way to cheer her up. "Let's race to the stream," she said. "Oh no," Francisca began to say. She didn't like to do anything that might muss her clothes or her hair. But Josefina and Clara had already taken off running, so Anna and Francisca had to run too. The sisters flew down the dirt path that sloped past the fruit trees, past the fields, and to the stream. Josefina and Clara reached the stream first, plunked the tub down, kicked off their moccasins, and ran into the shallow water. Then they turned and scooped up handfuls of water to splash Anna and Francisca, who shrieked with laughter as the water hit them. "Stop!" cried Francisca. She held up her basket to shield her face. "Now, girls," Anna scolded gently, We've come to wash the clothes that are in our baskets, not the ones we're wearing.
Josefina and Clara stopped splashing. They were out of breath anyway. They filled the copper tub with water from the stream.
Josefina knelt next to the tub. She took the root of a yucca plant out of the little leather pouch she wore at her waist and then pounded it between two rocks. The shredded yucca root made a nice lather of soapy bubbles in the water.
Josefina put a dirty shirt in the tub and scrubbed it all over. Then she swooshed it around in the stream to rinse out the soap. The sun was hot on her head and her back, and the water was cool on her arms and hands.
Josefina liked to think about how the water started out as snow on the mountaintops. It melted and flowed all the way down to this little pool in the stream without ever losing its cool freshness. She knew that it was water that brought life to the rancho. Water from the stream was channeled into ditches so that it would flow through the fields. Without water, nothing would grow.
Josefina twisted the shirt to wring it out and watched drops of water fall back into the stream and go on their way. Then she carefully spread the shirt on top of a bush. The sun and the breeze will dry the clothes quickly today, she said as she washed some socks.
Yes, agreed Anna. Mama would have said, you see, girls, God has sent us a good drying day. Monday is laundry day even in heaven. And then Mama would have said, pull your rebozos up to shade your faces, girls. You don't want your skin to look like old leather, added Francisca, who was always careful of her skin.
The sisters laughed softly together and then grew quiet. Speaking of their mama always made them thoughtful. Mama had died a little more than a year ago. The sorrow of her death was always in their hearts. Josefina looked at the stream flowing past and listened to its low rushing sound. Since Mama died, she had learned a truth that was both bitter and sweet. She had learned that love does not end. Josefina would always love Mama, and so she would always miss her.
Josefina knew her sisters were also thinking about Mama, because Francisca said, look, see those yellow flowers across the stream? She pointed with a soapy hand. Aren't they evening primroses? They're in the shade, so they haven't wilted yet this morning. Mama used to love those flowers.
Yes, she did, said Clara, agreeing with Francisca for once.
Why don't you pick some, Josefina? You could dry them and put them in your memory box.
All right, said Josefina. Papa had given her a little wooden box of Mama's. Josefina called it her memory box because in it she kept small things that reminded her of Mama, such as a piece of Mama's favorite lavender-scented soap. The box had been made by Josefina's great-great-grandfather. On its top, there was a carving of the sun coming up over the highest mountain and shining on the rancho, just the way Josefina saw it rise every morning.
The quickest, driest way to the primroses was to walk across a fallen log that made a narrow bridge over the stream. Josefina climbed up onto the log. She held her arms out for balance and began to walk across.
Oh, do be careful, warned Anna. Because she was the oldest sister, Anna had become a motherly worrier since Mama died.
Josefina did not think of herself as a brave person at all. She was afraid of snakes and lightning and guns and shy of people she didn't know. But she wasn't afraid of crossing the log, which wasn't very high above the stream anyway. She walked across, picked the primroses, and tucked the stems in her pouch. She let the yellow flowers stick out so that they wouldn't be crushed. On the way back, she decided to tease Anna to make her laugh. She pretended to lose her balance. She waved her arms wildly up and down and wobbled more and more with each step.
Josefina Montoya, said Anna, who saw that she was fooling. How can you be so shy and sweet in company when you're so playful with your sisters? You tease the life out of me. You'll make me old before my time.
You sound just like our grandfather, said Josefina as she jumped to the ground.
She pretended to talk like Abuelito.
Yes, 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 my beautiful granddaughters. This was the finest trip I've ever made.
Oh, the adventures, the adventures. But this was my last trip. Oh, how these trips age me. They make me old before my time, all the sisters sang out together.
Abuelito said the same thing after every journey.
Abuelito was their mama's father. He was a trader, and once each year he organized a huge caravan. The caravan was made up of many carts pulled by oxen and many mules carrying packs. The carts and the mules were loaded with wool, hides, and blankets in New Mexico. Then the caravan traveled more than 1,000 miles south to Mexico City. The trail the caravans used was called the Camino Real. When Abuelito got to Mexico City, he traded the goods he'd brought from New Mexico for things from all over the world. He traded for silk and cotton goods and lace, for iron tools, paper, ink, books, fine dishes, coffee, and sugar. Then the caravan would load up and start the long trip back to New Mexico. Abuelito had been gone more than 6 months. Josefina and her sisters were excited because they expected Abuelito's caravan to return any day now. The rancho was always the caravan's last stop before the town of Santa Fe, where Abuelito lived. "I can't wait until Abuelito comes," said Josefina. She thought that the arrival of the caravan was the most exciting thing that happened on the rancho. The wagons were full of treasures to be traded in Santa Fe, but the most important treasure the caravan brought was Abuelito himself, safe and sound and full of wonderful stories. Sometimes the caravan went through sandstorms that were so bad they blocked out the sun. Sometimes robbers or wild animals attacked the caravan. Sometimes the caravan had to cross flooded rivers or waterless deserts. Abuelito loved to tell about his adventures, and the sisters loved to listen. "I am going to go on the caravan with Abuelito someday," said Francisca, dreamily swirling a shirt in the stream. "I'll see everything there is to see, and then I'll settle down and live in Mexico City with Mama's sister, our tía Dolores. I am sure she lives in a grand house and knows all the most elegant people." Clara rolled her eyes and scrubbed hard with her soap. "That's ridiculous," she said. "We hardly know tía Dolores. We haven't seen her for the whole 10 years she's been living in Mexico City." Francisca smiled a superior smile. "I am older than you are, Clara," she said. "I was nearly 6 when tía Dolores left. I remember her." "Well," said Clara tartly, "if she remembers you, I am sure she won't want you to live with her." Francisca made a face and was about to say something sharp when Josefina piped up. "Ana," said Josefina, trying to keep the peace, "what do you hope Abuelito will bring on the caravan?" "Shoes for my 2 little boys, Ana answered. "I hope he brings that plow Papa needs," said Clara. She was always practical. "How dull," said Francisca. "I'm hoping for some new lace." "You think too much of how you look," said Clara. Francisca smirked. "Perhaps you ought," she began, but Josefina interrupted again. "Well, I know one thing we all hope Abuelito will bring," she said cheerfully. "Chocolate." "Lots," said Francisca and Clara. They spoke at exactly the same moment, which made them laugh at each other. "You haven't said what you're wishing for," Ana said to Josefina. She was squeezing water out of a petticoat. "Perhaps you're hoping for a surprise." "Perhaps," said Josefina, smiling. The truth was, she didn't know how to name what she wished for. What she wanted most was for her sisters to be at peace with one another. She wanted the household to be running smoothly, and Papa to be happy and laughing again. She longed for life to be the way it was when Mama was alive. Right after Mama died, Josefina had felt that the world should end. How could life go on for the rest of them without Mama? It had seemed wrong, even cruel somehow, that nothing stopped. The sun rose and set. Seasons passed from one to another. There were still chores to be done every day. There were clothes to be washed, weeds to pull, animals to be fed, socks to be mended. But as the year passed, Josefina began to see that the steady rhythm of life on the rancho was her best comfort. Mama seemed close by when Josefina and her sisters were together, doing the laundry or mending or cooking or cleaning. The sisters tried hard to do the chores the way that Mama had taught them. Every day they tried to remember their prayers and their manners and how to do things right. But it was not easy without Mama's loving guidance. Josefina looked at the primroses in her pouch and thought of Mama. Mama had such faith in them all.
She brought out the best in them. Now that she was gone, they struggled. Francisca and Clara squabbled. Anna worried. Josefina often felt lost and unsure. And Papa was very quiet. Josefina sighed. She didn't see how the caravan could bring anything to help them.
Here comes a surprise, said Clara. But not one you will like, Josefina.
Josefina looked up.
Oh, no, she said. It was a small herd of goats. They were coming down the hill to drink from the stream. Josefina disliked all goats, and one goat in particular. The biggest, oldest, meanest goat was named Florecita. Florecita was a sneaky, nasty bully. She bit, she rammed, and she'd eat anything. Josefina was afraid of her. She frowned when she spotted Florecita at the edge of the herd.
Now, Josefina, said Anna when she saw her frowning, you mustn't dislike these goats. This is our herd.
Most of the rancho sheep and goats were still in the summer pastures up in the mountains. But this herd was kept close to the rancho to provide milk to drink and to make into cheese. It was a small herd that had belonged to Mama. She left the herd to Josefina and her sisters when she died. Josefina wished she hadn't. Mama had always protected Josefina from things she feared and disliked, and Mama had protected Josefina from the goats.
The goats are everything you are not, Josefina, Mama used to say. They are bold and loud and disagreeable and mean. It's no wonder you dislike them.
Josefina was sure that Mama never intended her to have anything to do with the goats, so she avoided them as much as possible. But right now, Josefina saw Florecita headed straight for her.
She wants the flowers in your pouch, warned Francisca.
Josefina put one hand over the flowers. She did not want Florecita to have them. They might be the last primroses of the year.
Shoo, she said to Florecita feebly, waving her free hand. Go away.
Shoo, 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 cried her sisters with more force.
Florecita didn't even slow down. She kept walking steadily toward Josefina. Her yellow eyes were fixed on the primroses in Josefina's pouch.
Wave a stick at her, suggested Francisca.
Splash her, suggested Anna.
Throw a pebble at her, suggested Clara.
But Josefina backed away. She had been poked by Florecita's sharp horns before, and she had no wish to be poked again. She scrambled up and stood on the log over the stream. Still, Florecita did not stop coming. Josefina took one backward step, then another, then splash! She missed her footing and fell off the log into the stream. It was very shallow, so she landed hard on the bottom.
Oh, no, she wailed. She saw that all but one sprig of the primroses had fallen out of her pouch. The flowers were floating on the water.
Florecita snatched them up in her mean-looking teeth. She chewed them, looking satisfied. Then the goat turned and sauntered off to rejoin the herd.
Are you all right? Anna asked kindly.
She helped Josefina to her feet. You really must not let Florecita bully you like that. Josefina wrung out her skirt and smiled.
I tried to stand up to Florecita, she joked, but I ended up sitting down, didn't I?
She laughed along with her sisters, but she was annoyed with Florecita. She was even more annoyed with herself for letting Florecita scare her. As she looked at the one sprig of primroses left in her pouch, she thought of another thing she wanted that the caravan could not possibly bring her. The courage to stand up to Florecita.